I am on again. Today's gospel comes from Matthew 28, starting at the 16th verse. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Think back to Sunday school. Some don't have to think as far as others. Or maybe confirmation. Did you have to memorize Bible verses? Did you memorize this one? Heads are nodding. That's right. This is probably among the top five set of Bible verses that, you know, we used to have to memorize. And if we memorized it long enough ago, our words might be slightly different than what was printed here. It's a piece of scripture that has three parts. It starts out with authority. It describes what authority the speaker has. And then it's the command to go. And it finishes with a promise. Lo, I'm with you always. 2 hours ago, I said if you had memorized it in the past and you recognize those three, or make the observation of those three pieces, we could probably let them go and eat first, because that's kind of the core of the whole thing. But I didn't let them. They had to stay and hear the stories as well. In verse 17, in fact, just part of it, when they saw him, they worshiped him. Yesterday, how many of you got out into the sunshine? Yeah, wasn't it wonderful? Went, met some friends for a shore lunch. We're at Tavern on the Grand and had fish. But we were there a little early and we walked up and down Grand Avenue for a little while. Just wonderful. Even the night before, did you see the sunset in the west? Yeah, it was that deep red, almost a mystery red. God's created all that. God's put us in the midst of it. And even to say thanks God is worshiping God. The list could certainly go on. Some of you, I know, my wife and I went for a couple weeks. Some of you went south for the winter. We even got a few people who haven't even made it back yet from our church. But it was great. And you go there, at least for us, we see different scenery. Some flowers were blooming. That list goes on and on of the scenery, different from what we have here. We also got to be in warmer weather than we had here. That's a plus. I suspect for most who've gone south, it was the case for ours. For us, we saw a number of friends and relatives, some of which we don't see every week or month or year. So we had friends to see. Even the privilege of doing something like that being in the midst of God's creation, seeing a different setting, seeing different people, to say thanks God is worshiping God. Verses are the ones that, at least in my experience, we zeroed in on to a great extent. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing, teaching. This is Volunteer Sunday in our church, recognizing those who help in so many ways. Earlier, actually I did the counting this morning before church, but how many people are involved in putting Sunday morning together here at Redeemer? And it ran to the musicians and the choirs, ran to ushers. Fortunately, it included those who put food together in the kitchen, coffee, donuts, acolytes. I ended up counting 46 people just to put worship together here. 46 volunteers on a typical Sunday. That's a lot of going and telling. It's a tremendous amount. But there are those who go into the neighborhood, invite neighbors. She was sitting over here at first service. Someone had invited a relative, and she came. Someone had gone into the neighborhood to tell. Some go across town to open hands in the midway, and it'll be a little more challenged now that this spring and summer Snelling will get torn up, but people go there and help out. I ran early when we first moved here a couple years ago, and I don't remember if it was a Redeemer person or someone in the Lions Club I'm part of, but I met someone who once a week goes clear down to the VA hospital and visits with someone there. Let's go and tell. Well, we sometimes go in our own communities, the Twin Cities, but go and tell might mean also to other places in the world. A few years ago, wife and I were on one of the trips from our synod to Guatemala, and the fellow that was sitting beside me, we got visiting, he was going to spend 2 weeks building habitat houses in Guatemala. It's a different way of going and telling, but very effective. We'd spent a school year in Madagascar, and there was a doctor and his wife. He was a radiologist who had come. He had been asked if he would come and look at the radiology equipment that our mission stations in Madagascar had, maybe do some training. He spent 3 weeks there. He said, the equipment is in pretty good shape and they're using it right. He said, it is old. The equipment that their clinic had sitting back in the hallway because they had put new stuff in, that equipment was one generation newer than what they had in the field in Madagascar. But he came for 3 weeks, volunteering. Through our ELCA, there's all kinds of opportunities like that. Let me go on. Well, I've got more on the list and more stories, but here I have to do this to see my watch, and it could get long if I didn't. But there's a last part to that text that we don't want to overlook. And that's Jesus saying, I am with you always. And that doesn't make any difference if you're ushering out here today and you collect the offering, you hand out the bulletins, you maybe even tell a visitor, yeah, the bathrooms are down the hall. God is with you. If you go to Open Hands, Solid Ground, the VA, wherever it is, in our community, God is with you. One of the ways, where's my copy? One of the ways that this God is with you gets lived out is when other people are God's presence among you. Recognize this? It's our photo directory. And I know there are people who do it, because I've been in some conversations to that effect. They pray through the entire list in the directory. It takes a number of months, unless you want to spend the whole day just reading names. But one possibility would take all the A's in the list, the alphabet, and for a whole week, 2 weeks, pray through the directory for all the individuals and families whose last name starts with an A. Then go to the B's, work your way through the directory. Pray for everyone here. That's a way for us to know, to experience, yes, God is with you wherever you go. That's a phenomenal promise. We're going to sing a hymn, and this is sort of a summary of the whole text. It's the one, Here I Am, Lord, and I can't see it on the screen, so I marked my own copy. It's three verses, and in those verses, it's in a sense, it's God who's speaking. I, the Lord, it starts out, and some different phrases. I have borne my people's pain. I'll set a feast for them. I'll make their darkness bright. All three verses, it ends with a question, and this is from God. Whom shall I send? The refrain is us. It's each one of us. The refrain answers, Here I am, Lord. A little bit further along, I will go, Lord. And I think so much of the going from Redeemer, the last phrase, I will hold your people in my heart. I think of many of the participating of people in mission in our community is holding people in our heart. Blessings to you, both as we sing the hymn, but also as you hear that God calling and you say, I will go.